The Uganda Virus Research Institute says a recent traveler from India tested positive for the strain. Executive Director Pontiano Kalebu says teams are already doing contact tracing for people who may have interacted with the traveler.
The sample with the Indian strain is a Ugandan. Those samples taken off in Malago. We are trying to find out the details. There are people who are doing all those contact tracing.
Kaleb has asked the public to continue observing all measures put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19, noting that the variant spreads very fast and is more deadly than other strains.
I think they're seeing the epidemic in India. Yeah, some people think the epidemic is partly because of this Indian variant, easily transmissible, even infecting young people. That's the worry.
UVRI says 5 COVID variants have been found in Uganda, including those first reported in South Africa, Nigeria, India, and the UK. The health ministry says the country might be forced to come up with measures to control the importation of COVID strains. Diana Atwine is the health ministry's permanent secretary.
We are going to meet the Indian Association. We are going to meet the CAA. We are going to meet immigration. We need to come up with a strategy, because we are not sitting, definitely, and we are concerned about these travelers coming back again in the country with all these variants. That means they have a bigger impact on us moving forward. So we have to do something.
The Indian Association has sent out a statement telling members who have just returned from India to go for testing. The new strain comes as reports indicate a decline in the number of new COVID-19 cases in Uganda, which has recorded 642 cases out of 89,089 samples tested since March. India is struggling with a devastating resurgence of COVID-19. Kenya has suspended flights to and from India for 14 days. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.